Item number 39 from the Director, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to amend Chapter 17.16 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances relating to overtime compensation for most Fair Labor Standards Act exempt employees. On July 18th, 2013, this item was laid over.
Supervisor Cullen.
Mike is on. I would move a layover to the call of the chair on this item. We can have a discussion on it if we want, but that's my motion. I think there was some confusion when we did this in July, and people went back and looked at the tape to see what the motion was, and seemed like the intent of the committee was to not take this up at that time. But there seemed to be some discussion among Corp Council whether or not we actually laid it over to the call of the chair. So that's why I would make that motion now. And if the department wants to say something, fine with me.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other supervisors like to address the matter before I go to Director Mitchell?
I want to summarize again what the issue was.
Director Mitchell, would you provide us with a summary of what the report and what the resolution are for? It would be very helpful because we have had the experience of using compensatory time, which saves dollars, for which people take time off, and there just may be some clarification or discussion as to what classes of employees this would apply to. But I think that is a dollar-saving measure, in as much as people want rest, they love the. Put it this way, they do their jobs. I should put it that way. They do their jobs, and at times they need to refresh and they need to renew. And so if compensatory time is accrued, then I think it's fair for, I personally, this is my opinion, I think it's fair for them to take that time to do such so that they can continue to do their jobs in a productive way. Director Mitchell.
Well, thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Just to go back and clarify, so the FLSA, the Fair Labor Standards Act, is the law that in part defines, depending on the category of or the type of work that's completed, should employee be non-exempt, meaning they can get time and a half over 40 hours, or exempt, meaning they're salaried and no matter how many hours they get, you know, they work, they get paid the same. Well, Milwaukee County, we have an additional ordinance that for the exempt staff, so these are the people who don't get time and a half over 40 hours, supervisory staff, management staff, those types of folks, and I think we've got about 400 or so people in this grouping. They actually can, if they work over 40 hours, track it and accrue it, and they can use that extra time later either as compensatory time or it gets paid out to them at a straight time rate. So what's happening over time is that we have some employees who have amassed, you know, a number of hours that have kind of banked up. And I'll give you a couple of examples of what we've run into. If somebody works a number of extra hours working for the zoo for 10 years, and then they transfer to Parks and leave in a year, Parks is who's paying for this huge payout of time that didn't actually occur at Parks, and actually we're paying it out at the rate of pay at the end of employment. And this practice isn't common. You know, we did some benchmarking. We looked at the public sector. It's something that's above and beyond what the federal law requires. And so we're looking at moving more toward a best practice. And in a lot of organizations, exempt staff, if they do end up working a lot of extra hours, they can flex their time or comp some time later with an arrangement with their manager, but it's not necessarily tracked that way. So we're trying to, again, reduce the costs associated with this, and that's really what was behind it. So I hope that helps explain it.
I want to relate something I remember as being a human service worker, as being a social worker with the county from 87 through early 2000, mm-hmm. that most times, sometimes, every once in a while, a couple times a year, there might be short periods for which overtime could be given to social workers. But social workers, I mean, social work is labor intensive, mm-hmm. in as much as you're not relegated to an office. You are mobile enough to spend a lot of time with families out in the field, as we called it. And it just seems to me that, because I heard you say something about salary people can either accrue time or they can get paid for time. And it seems to me that that's something, and I don't know what the practice is now. I haven't heard a lot from social workers to say that we're getting more overtime now, because at the time that I left, there just wasn't a lot. Mm-hmm. During the year, there were two or three times for which maybe for a couple weeks or so that overtime, I should say, would be given in terms of dollars. So I just said that with respect to what you're proposing now, or what you're telling me now. For those people who have a salary who make maybe 60, 50, 60, 70, 80 thousand or more, who could actually get overtime to which and be paid in overtime dollars, and that doesn't make any sense to me given what I just said. But however, I don't know what the practice is now, but I just wanted to reflect that. Any comments regarding this? Supervisor Bowen.
I think, Mr. Chair, I had a question. Was the any of the employee unions have a perspective on the new revised policy?
You're asking if anyone has voiced an opinion on this?
Any of the employee represented unions, do they have any perspectives on it?
You know, I think back when we proposed this back in July of 2013, I kind of remember some folks coming up and sharing some concerns about it, that they had concern that, you know, some people were depending upon it or kind of used to having it and wouldn't be happy about losing that. But it was so long ago, I don't really remember, you know, who all spoke or what those opinions, how they came out.
Do you have a follow-up?
No, I was going to yield to the comptroller who...
Oh, okay. Comptroller Master.
Approach the mic.
Based upon the resolution, that this would apply only to people who are exempt from FLSA, Fair Labor Standards Act. So most of the employee who are covered by the provisions of the ordinance and the status quo generally do apply to FLSA and are non-exempt from Fair Labor Standards Act. There really wouldn't be a change to them. And I think there are some exceptions provided in the ordinance regarding some BHD staff. And we would have to comply with the ordinance, which says we stay at the status quo. If we did have, there may be a few people that, you know, were represented, and therefore the status quo would say we couldn't change them. But those would be the few people who are, in essence, then exempt from FLSA. But I think that would be simply a few of those people. But generally, this applies to just people who are exempt from FLSA. The supplemental fiscal note that was provided indicated that the number of hours was approximately, in 2012, about 10,542 hours occurred in 2012. And under this, and about 1,000 overtime hours that were paid. And the total dollar was $380,000 and an additional $28,000. So this mainly does apply to employees who are non-represented. And then I believe that we could get, and I believe if there were any employees who fell under this as a result of being represented, I think we would have to go with the status quo of the issue. But we could ask for an opinion on that now if we need to make any changes. But there might be a handful of people who are represented and who are exempt from FLSA.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Mr. Chair, I could get clarification, one from Director Mitchell, on the employees that qualify for this, I guess you could call it a benefit, and how it will be addressed if they did have some hours banked up, you know, how that works, how does that transition to the new policy, and then understanding Supervisor Cullen's motion to table and his intentions in that.
To lay over to the call of the chair.
Yeah.
He just walked out.
What's his intentions?
I could answer your first question if that's okay.
Director?
Sure. So if this were to change, people who have a balance wouldn't lose that balance. They simply would have it either. They just can't bank anymore. And if they needed to flex their time or were overworked, you know, they would work that out with their manager. But they would not lose anything that they've earned so far.
Thank you.
Deputy Director Session.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rick Session, Deputy Director of HR. Just to clarify two of Mr. Mansky's points, he's accurate in that the vast majority of our represented positions are non-exempt, so FLSA still applies. There are some exceptions to that. We found that some of the members of TeamCo, which is one of our professional represented groups, technicians, engineers, architects of Milwaukee County, they may fall into an exempted class. We'd review that as we're moving through the crosswalk. We're not getting into that. The other item that Mr. Mansky mentioned was the relation to the status quo condition that's in the ordinances right now. In our status quos, we did pull out the overtime provisions from the labor contracts and indicated that 1716 of the ordinances would apply to those represented groups under the status quo. So if we were to revise this, that would apply.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipson.
Starting to come back.
Okay. Well, let's temporarily lay this over until Supervisor Cullen comes, because I would hate to have a vote of four people on a committee of nine. That would not be kosher. I don't have a quorum to take a vote. Thanks. Item number